Highlights of the week.
Hello and welcome to Highlights of the Week. I'm Ksenia Samarjematol. Thank you for joining me. Let's start our quick review of major events that happened this week with the following piece of information. The governing board of the National Football Association announced Tomasz Kaucic as the new manager for the men's national team. Succeeding Srečko Katanec, the new coach will head the national team at least until the UEFA Euro 2020.
Highlights of the Week.
Three men have been charged with the murder of Maltese investigative journalist and blogger Daphne Galizia. Galizia died in an explosion shortly after she left her home in October. Galizia was known for her blog accusing top politicians of corruption. On Monday, police arrested 10 Maltese nationals in connection with the murder.
Highlights of the week.
Russia will not prevent any of its athletes from competing independently in the Winter Olympics in February, President Vladimir Putin said. Without any doubt, we will not declare any kind of blockade. We will not block our Olympians from taking part if any of them wish to take part as individuals. The International Olympic Committee has excluded Russia from the Games in South Korea after two investigations outlined a state-sponsored doping program. Putin rejected the claims and said the ban was politically motivated.
Highlights of the week.
France this week mourned its biggest rock star, Johnny Hallyday, who died after a battle with lung cancer. He was 74. The singer sold about 100 million records and starred in a number of films in a career that began in the 1960s.
Highlights of the week.
Time magazine has named the Silence Breakers, women who spoke out against sexual abuse and harassment, as its Person of the Year. The movement is most closely associated with the Me Too hashtag, which sprung up as allegations emerged against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. But Time says the hashtag is part of the picture, but not all of it.
Highlights of the week.
And let's return once again to Russia and Vladimir Putin. Russian President Putin said this week he will seek re-election in March. With his approval ratings topping 80%, Putin is certain to win a quick victory in the March 18th vote. Putin has effectively been in power in Russia since 2000.
Highlights of the week.
Ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont said he was planning to stay in Brussels for the moment, a day after a Spanish judge withdrew the European arrest warrants for him and four members of his former cabinet who were fighting extradition from Belgium.
Highlights of the week.
And Slovenian football champions Maribor drew 1-1 against Sevilla on Wednesday to end their Champions League campaign on an upbeat note in front of the home crowd. It was clear that Maribor did not have a chance to qualify for the playoffs. Captain Marcos Tavares said after the match,
"We wanted to win and we were close, but maybe next year."
Highlights of the week.
Slovenian cryptocurrency firm NiceHash has been hacked and hackers are believed to have stolen about 4,000 bitcoins worth tens of millions of dollars. The hack was reported by several media and confirmed by NiceHash in a post on Facebook, but the company did not disclose the amount of Bitcoin that was stolen.
Highlights of the week.
And finally, a breakthrough in Brexit talks has been reached. Prime Minister Theresa May has struck a last-minute deal with the EU to move Brexit talks on to the next phase. There will be no hard border in Ireland, and EU citizens in the UK and UK citizens in the EU will see their rights protected. Theresa May.
I've consistently said that we want to build a deep and special partnership with the EU as we implement the decision of the British people to leave at the end of March 2019. Doing so will provide clarity and certainty for businesses in the UK and the EU, and crucially for all our citizens.
Talks on post-Brexit trade between the UK and EU can now go ahead.
Highlights of the week.
Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło has resigned hours after surviving an opposition no-confidence motion. She will be replaced by Finance Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, the governing Law and Justice Party said. Insiders said a firmer hand was needed to steer the party through Poland's parliamentary elections in 2 years.
Highlights of the week. Top story.
U.S. President Donald Trump has defied overwhelming global opposition by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Donald Trump.
Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver.
But Trump insisted that the highly controversial move would not derail his own administration's bid to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As a response, Palestinians closed schools and shops and called for protests in West Bank towns the next day. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has suggested the U.S. disqualified itself as mediator between Israelis and Palestinians. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini explained the EU's view on the matter.
The European Union has a clear and united position. We believe that only realistic solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine is based on two states, and with Jerusalem as the capital of both the State of Israel and the State of Palestine.
Slovenia's foreign ministry said the decision was detrimental to the international community's efforts to find a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and reiterated its long-held position that a two-state solution was needed. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Tune in again next week, same time, same place. Have a great week.
Highlights of the week.